Well, you've got 13 incredible stories in Talking to the Dead. We're not going to talk about all of them because I want people to enjoy your book.
Okay.
But give me a highlight or two. What's one of your favorites?
Ours.
It's, you know, for us, I think the Rosemary Clooney house was just, it was such an incredible journey for us to be invited in there after, shortly after she passed away. And that was a place we went back and back several times, I think about 7 or 8 times. They were having problems with the house. Once it was sold, the family cleaned out the place. It was purchased by another, by a husband and wife, real estate team, I think. And the workers wouldn't stay in the house. They kept leaving. And finally, the woman called a friend who called us, and we went in there with a group of people. And I think Ann and myself and the woman, Judy Cameron, went in. And the first time we were there, it was 71. I'll never forget this. It was about 71 outside. All the windows were open to the house. We walk in, and I had my, you know, IR thermometer. It was literally 42 or 43 degrees
in
every
room. Yeah,
it was
cold in the house.
And I asked Ann, I said, God, what is all this about? And she goes, well, it's like walking into a tomb. And from then on, we just kept gathering information. Then we did the history of the place and found out the Gershwins were there. An actor named Monty Blue was there.
Lived
there. And Russ Colombo, who died. The Gershwins moved in. Russ Colombo, actually, the third owner, was killed by his friend. George Gershwin lived in there with his brother Ira and Ira's wife, Leonore. He died about a year and a half later after being in that house. Not that it's cursed, but it's just the people that lived and visited that house is just like a who's who of Hollywood. So we're fortunate enough to do that, and that's my favorite story.
What has been, in your experience, either one of you, the most frightening moment that you've either come across or you've either been told about? What was it?
Well, for me, and I think for Rob too, was when we went up to the Sharon Tate house.
Oh yeah,
to the murder scene. Yeah.
On Cielo Drive. I mean, that the things that transpired, and this is why we don't like to do places like that, where negativity resides. But this man that lived next door down the street was. He wanted to get into the entertainment industry, wanted to do a movie on it, and he had to start somewhere, so he wanted to bring some investigators in, some psychics. And so we went up there reluctantly, and it was not a good experience. It was an extremely frightening experience.
Was it negative?
Oh, it was horrible. It was insane. What happened? Tell them what happened after
what
we
happened
in the house.
Well, we got, let's see, the door to the, or the main gate was open. I think it was the Weintraub family who owned the property. And the gate was wide open, so we walked into the new house that was being built on the old
remodeled.
House. The only thing that's standing from the old house was the load-bearing wall. So that's probably how they got a remodel.
Well, we were in the room where the death occurred.
Horrible. Everybody that walked in then, we had about 6 people, including a psychic, just did not feel comfortable as the sun was setting. You could just feel people walking. You could feel a breath on your neck.
Oh, horrible.
The psychic got possessed. I've worked with Alma Carey before. Her personality just shifted. You could see her face. It was just not the same person. So we had to bring her out. And when
I said, I'm leaving.
Yeah, Ann just left. One of the people got really weird and got a baseball bat and a sword and said, I'm gonna kill you all. Just in a
He brought out all these knives. And we were in his house and he brought out all these knife collections and started stabbing the air.
And he said, I'm gonna kill everybody. I'm gonna kill everybody.
He was whacked out.
Totally whacked out.
But everybody that's gone into that house has felt his house. Because, you know, if you're talking about how many people stabbed how many times, how much blood
it was horrible.
Went into the soil, he's down slope. I mean, whatever's there. And we found out that I think earlier than that, there was either a Native American site on that property. It's a perfect location with springs. Or settlers were killed on that spot. There are a couple instances which they're pretty verifiable that other people had died on that property before that house was built. So, again, we're talking about layered negativity. I think it's just built up. And we foolishly went there thinking that we could help Sharon Tate out.
Yeah, that's the main reason we went.
Really?
And we couldn't.
But we just couldn't get that far because it just whacked everybody out. And when that guy brought the knife set out, I said, we are out of here.
So if you talk about negative energy, there was something there that did not want us helping anything there, any energy. Whoever was there, or if there's a negative force or a demon or whatever you want to call it, there was something there that just really did not want us messing around with that site.